Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey, it is a Jazz Ticket Tuesday. Call number 12 right now, 801-575-ZONE. You get a pair of tickets to see the Jazz take on the Denver Nuggets at the Delta Center coming up on April 9th. All right, joining us now as we're live here in Logan, Wesley Brooks, the new women's basketball coach here at Utah State. You want Wes or Wesley? What do you prefer?
I go by Wes, so everybody calls me Wes, and so everybody calls me Wes. So
nice,
call me Wes. That's all good.
Well, congratulations on the gig.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be like, all right, this is my team. I get to put my fingerprints on a team as my own. It's got to be a weird, scary, fun, exciting moment for you.
Nothing scary about it. I'm excited about it. Ever since I started, I've always wanted to do this. So yeah. This has been a dream come true. I've worked 17 years to get to this point, and so I think I prepared all my life for it. So now it's time to go do all that stuff you prepared for to go do it.
Well, we were just talking about some of the mentors that you've had mm-hmm. and some of the contacts that you have.
Yeah,
you worked around some of the best of the best. I want people to know right out of the gates, coming from Ohio State, but working through Utah and many other programs. Just talk about some of those mentors and talk about how you've built your resume.
Well, you know, as a young coach, I did not play college basketball. So you overcompensate, you know. So you know you got to work a little bit harder. You got to grind a little bit harder. And so kind of I actually started off as a student manager at West Virginia University. And as a student manager at West Virginia University, I worked for John Beilein. Kind of the inside story with that, though, was I went to high school with John Beilein's son, Patrick, when he coached at the University of Richmond, and we grew up in Richmond, Virginia together. So John Beilein's known me since I was like 16 years old and saw me play high school football, saw me do all that stuff. And so he got the job at West Virginia. I was a junior, and we had an awful season, and I was a student manager. And so he said, hey, you know, be my head manager. I started learning the game from him. We'll go in the office, we'll study film, we'll help the players do extra workouts as a manager. Then I got my opportunity. So he's always been there for me. We talked yesterday for like 10 minutes on the plane as I was coming out here. And he said, Wes, just call me next week. I'm going to guide you through this thing and give you some ideas, which somebody who's been to two Final Fours on the men's side and has coached in the NBA and was a general manager for the Pistons.
It's not a bad contact to have.
Yeah, it's a great contact and great reference to have. So he's been very influential in my life. And then as I worked up, after that I went to Robert Morse University and then went to Texas Southern and North Texas and then landed in the great state of Utah. And Lynn, I texted with Lynn last night, and she's awesome. And she said, any way I can support you, let me know. But, you know, she gave me my start at the, as they say now, the Power 5, but now it's P4 level. But she's awesome. She's done a tremendous job with the University of Utah. She's an awesome coach. She's a boss, as I like to say. She's an amazing woman. And she's going to continue to do great things. And so I've learned a lot from her. Then got a chance to work for Kim Barnes of Rico at Michigan, who's this grittier than any coach I've ever worked for. She's special. And then Michigan has had great success. And when I was at Michigan, we took them to their first ever Sweet 16. And then the last 3 years have just kind of been unprecedented success at Ohio State. It was kind of disappointing that we lost to Duke when we had been number two in the country all year long. We had our hopes in playing in Cleveland, especially as Ohio State, as the state school. But two Big Ten championships, two big-time finishes, and numerous pros. We've just very excited about the success we had. And, you know, I was asked in the press conference today, well, you know, Coach Calhoun said, national championship. Well, all right, Bus, we just want to get better one day at a time. And honestly, you know, we're going to do – I told Diana this, and I tell everybody this, we're going to set a standard. And the standards that we set are going to determine our identity. And based off that standards that create our identity, we'll hold our kids accountable. And that's how we'll build our program. So, you know, we have a drill. We'll do 53s in 5 minutes. They may not be able to get 50 in 5 minutes, but if they get 36 today and get 37 tomorrow and get 38 in 15 days, they might get to 50. And we've gotten better one day at a time. So that's my biggest thing, is we just need to get better one day at a time. And if we're doing everything the right way and doing it, we're going to get the results we like, because that's what happens.
Is that the style you like to play? Analytic driven, you know, threes and live at the rim?
We will be analytic driven, but we will be fast paced. I've studied it. It works. But we want to get more shots than the other team attempts. We want to get up and down the floor. We're going to, you know, I told the girls, we're going to play a lot of people initially. And then as the game goes on, we'll tell back, you know, just to the nature of the game. But, yes, we're going to play fast, and we're very analytic-driven because the numbers do work. Now, I'm not all – now, I still believe in mid-range because my motto is the more twos we make, the more threes we can take. So the more twos we make, the more threes we can take. So I'm not – some people are three or key. I do believe in the mid-range jump shot. So
You do?
Yeah,
it still exists in your world.
In my world, it does. You know what I mean? I mean, especially – I mean, I just – I don't know. That's probably the old school in me, but a lot of people would disagree, but I do like the twos.
You've been around the game now for a lot of years, and you've helped in many different areas. What are your thoughts about the explosion in interest and in success of the women's game?
It's excellent. And the reason it's excellent is because the skill level. It's a high skill level. You see the Caitlin Clarks, which I battled against her.
And yeah, what's it like coaching against her?
Oh, she's amazing, man. You don't like what she does when you're playing her, but like when you're not watching, you respect the heck out of her. You know, we played her. We beat her twice when I was at Ohio State, and this year we lost to her once and beat her the first time. So I think, you know, as I told you before, I always like to relate things to football. So to me, she's Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, okay.
You know, and what people don't fail to realize with her is everybody looks at the long range shot and they get caught up with the long range shot. And the first time we played them, she had 45 points, but we beat them. The second time we played them, she had 24, but she had 14 assists. So what that tells you is when she's passing the ball effectively, they're almost unbeatable to beat because of the way they shoot the three. So her passes and, like, watch when they play UConn this weekend, watch for her to push that ball down the court. And if she's pushing that thing down the
her
court.
Her transition passes Patrick Mahomes-like.
Right, that's my point. That's my point, you know. Scott, that's my point. Like, if she's doing that, it's very hard to beat. It puts so much pressure on you defensively to get back in transition, and if you can't get back, it's going to kill you.
I've seen a lot of different criticisms of the coaching and the decisions, but, you know, you watch Steph and you watch the trap and you watch the double and you watch everything they can possibly do to put the pressure on him, get the ball out of his hand. What am I not seeing enough of that? Are they actually doing that? Why isn't there more double and press?
So I'll tell you this. We pressed her. So the first time we pressed her, we wore her down. But then what they do a good job is they'll switch how their press break offense. So – like they'll switch their press break offense.
Oh, okay.
So what they'll do is, like, with her, the second time we played them, she'll inbound it, get it back, and then now you're playing her going downhill full speed. So it's like Derrick Henry coming at you full speed. Are you going to tackle Derrick Henry going full speed? No. Are you going to tackle Karl Malone? Are you going to take a charge on Karl Malone? No. So you know what I mean? So with her playing down full speed, okay, well if I try and get up on her, she's going to draw a foul stuff. So
yeah.
They do different things. And then the other thing kind of with trapping ball screens, and she's the best pick and roll. She's the best female ball screen passer I've ever seen. She can read the defense. She knows where she's going, and she can make, as they say, make all the throws. She can make all the throws.
Every one of them. Her lead bounce pass, when somebody's breaking off the baseline, to be able to lead past a defender.
Right.
And put it off the fingertips.
Yes.
It's like some of her teammates aren't even quite as advanced.
No, and she gets frustrated because they can't do it. But when she gets to the WNBA, it's going to be amazing, especially if she's with Aaliyah Boston. So Caitlin's a game changer.
So from your standpoint, when you go out and recruit.
Yes.
And you're seeing the, you talk like this, like, I've been up against Caitlin Clark. I've been up against the best. We've beaten her. We've done this and this. Is that stuff that you could, those stories that you can share on the recruiting trail?
Well, absolutely. It's a couple things that you share. You share your experience, and you share how you're going to develop them, and you share the opportunities that you can get them because of your experiences and because of your connections that you have. I think that's one thing. I mean, Utah State is an amazing facility. This facility is insane.
Isn't it incredible?
It's unbelievable. I mean, you're talking about gold mines. So, I mean, this facility is unbelievable. I mean, there's some P5, P4 schools that would love to have a facility like this. So, I mean, I think that the facility sells itself. The dedication and the commitment that the leadership and administration have to women's basketball is going to be good. And obviously, I'm going to sell, you know, my experience and what we can do and how we can develop you, not only as a person, as a player, but as a person. And I think on the women's side, I always say it's 4 for 40. connecting people with a growing region like Utah, but Salt Lake City, Logan. This area is just growing. People are coming from California to Utah. People are coming from out of the state to Utah. With the networking connections you can make, people can live here for the rest of their lives and get great jobs. I mean, so on the women's side, obviously we want basketball, we want pros, but also develop them as people in life.
How much do you analyze a roster when you go into the interview process? I mean, did you spend a lot of time going over each individual player and their strength and all that?
It's funny you say that. One of the people I'm going to hire, I had them do a roster analysis of this team. So obviously there's weaknesses and things that we have to, you know, improve to get to where we want to go. So you do analyze the roster. You do say, oh, okay, we have to do this. We need to do that, you know, so X, Y, Z. But, yes, it's important. If you're going to – you got to know what you're getting and getting yourself into.
So I asked this of Coach Calhoun earlier. I know that head coaching is one thing, but getting the assistants, the voices, and the people around you mm-hmm. is one of the most important aspects of what you can do as a coach. Where do you start on something like that, hiring your staff?
Well, you know people. I've been in this business 17 years, so you know about people. You know people. You know what they're – look at their resume, look at their track record. But then also for me as a leader, I want to empower the people. One young lady, I can't really speak on staff right now, but I know some people I want. Would love to bring in a couple of some of my former players. And so with them, a young person who wants to grow, I love to empower them and help them get to where they want to go. Other veterans.
Because that's happened for you.
Yes. Also other veteran coaches who have experience that can help you and say, okay, this is the mistake I made. Don't make this mistake. So that's how you kind of put it. So you want a variety. You want people who are hungry, who are driven, people who think like you. I consider myself an out-of-the-box thinker, so I have to try and find people who are going to be willing to think out of the box and not stick to traditional thought methods. I am a big 49er fan, Bill, one of my favorite Bill Walsh quotes is, if everybody's thinking the same, nobody's thinking at all. So that's one of my favorite quotes, and so I believe that. So you want people who can bring different ideas to the table and challenge you respectfully, you know.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it. Congratulations on the
Thank
gig.
You.
Look forward to get to know you. Your play-by-play guy here is a good dude as well.
Yeah.
He's going to get you squared away, but this is going to be a lot of fun. Thanks so much.
Thank you for your time, guys.
Hey, thank you
Great
for
show.
Your time.
Yeah.
We're always available.
Yeah.
Anytime, 12 to 3, man. Hey,
I'm a big – I got my degree from West Virginia in broadcast journalism, and I always said, at some point, if I ever get fired, I'll go into journalism or sports radio. I listen to this stuff all the day. I'm a big fan of it. So.
Well, you can break down football with us all day long.
Let's do it. I'd love to come back and talk.
Let's go.
There's some good programs in this state too.
Absolutely
Absolutely
really good.
Yeah.
Wes Brooks, he's the new women's basketball coach here at Utah State.